All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is a Monday, June 24th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and then we have a 9-game MLB main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But it is a Monday here, so we do have to announce the winners for our birdie battle promotion. For those of you who aren't familiar, it is a summer golf promotion that we have been doing all summer long here. I'll drop the link to this page in the description of the YouTube chat, where we are ultimately giving away two tickets to the 2025 Masters. So we are pretty far down the schedule here. I'm sure most of you have heard about it, but we are just finishing up the Travelers Championship now. We have one, two, three, four more weeks coming up here, with the grand finale being the Open on July 18th through the 21st. So coming to an end quick, but still plenty of time to win prizes and qualify. So for this week, we have to announce our top finisher and our random entrant who is going to win tickets to next week's contest. So our top finisher for this week was Wise Guy Locks with a 35th place finish and 691.5 points. So congratulations, Wise Guy. You're going to be getting a custom SaberSim golf hat and an entry into the end of the season Masters free roll. And then I've grabbed the names of everybody who participated this week, dropped them into our trusty wheel of names. We had 79 people play here, and I'm going to click shuffle a couple times, and I am going to spin to see who gets free entry into next week's contest. But looks like our winner is really close. No Pendy, congratulations. Our support team will reach out to both of the winners here, and we appreciate you guys continuing to participate. We will be right back at it this upcoming week. But with that said, we're going to jump back over to SaberSim here, and we are going to jump into questions. So let me get SaberSim pulled up so we can start answering some DFS questions here. All right, and it looks like our first question here is going to be from Mark. So questions, we'll start with questions in the Discord as always. If you have any questions, now's a good time to get it in the queue. But Mark said, could you detail the match exposure to ownership option within the My Own column and how you would recommend using it? So yeah, this is a feature that we have, doesn't get talked about too much here. So what I would do is, or if to access it, if you guys aren't familiar with it, there is an option where you can set min-max exposure ranges based on a player's ownership. So if you go to the My Own column, you click the gear icon, you go down, there's this match exposure to ownership where you're ultimately going to set a band below and a band above the player's ownership for the min-max exposure range. So I think 25 is usually pretty good. It gives the builder some flexibility. So for instance, Cole Reagan's, you know, 40% ownership, the builder is saying, okay, we need to have him in at least 30% of lineups, but we can have him in max 51%. So most often this feature gets used when people are using custom ownership projections. So if you are using custom ownership projections and you want to build a custom set of field lineups for your contest sim, then I would recommend using this. You know, ownership always has a range of outcomes, so giving it that band above and below is going to help you do that. And then if you think, you know, your custom ownership is better than our ownership, then I would definitely recommend using this when building a custom field. Now, as far as other use cases, it's hard to use this when you're not playing a ton of lineups, And that's because you're basically guaranteeing you're going to get some amount of exposure to every player in the player pool. Now, for MLB, you know, just tonight alone, right? There's 9 games. That means there's 18 teams. There's 9 hitters per team. So you're looking at somewhere around 160 players that are just batters. And then you're looking at an additional 18 players that are pitchers. So you're looking at like 180 players in your player pool effectively. Now, if you are only playing, you know, 20 lineups, well, there's 10 players in an MLB lineup. So that's 200. So you barely have enough positions available to play every player one time, not even counting positional eligibility in 20 lineups, right? So it's pretty hard to use this if you're not playing 150, 300 lineups or some outrageous number. If you want to get that flat, if you want to get exposure to every single player in the player pool. But ultimately, the use case for it was built for custom ownership fields. And I don't really have any other recommendation as to when to use it, but interested if anybody else does, and if you guys are using it, if someone is, and how you're using it, I'd love to hear. All right, next question here from Ron. Ron said, any recommendations with the Micro Millions penny times 150 contest? Would you do 150 lineups in X number of contests, or try to do as many lineups as possible over X number of contests? For example, I'm able to create up to 500 lineups. I have over 5K entries in the main slate right now. So sounds like you're saying that, if I'm reading this right, that you either have over 5,000 entries, which is like 5,000 unique lineups, or you're saying you're playing 5K in entry fees. I'm not sure which one. But if you are playing, you know, 5,000 entries and you can only build 500 lineups at a time, this might be a good opportunity to run multiple builds, right? So what you could do is you could group out your contests and say, hey, you know, I'm playing. Okay. Yeah. So Ron said he has 5K entries to fill. So if you're on the plan that allows you to build 500 lineups, then I would just do separate. Do 500 for X contest in this other build, et cetera, et cetera. One other thing that I've played around with in the past, I don't do this at the moment, but you know, you can do this. This is an idea, right? Is to determine which contests you care to win. Like, hey, you know, I'm playing, you know, the 10 cent 20 max dime time that pays $10 to first. But if you have 5K entries, like 5K total entries, you know, your cost of your lineups is probably a lot higher than, you know, $10. And like $10 isn't really going to move the needle for you, right? So basically it'd be like going through your contest CSV, seeing which contest you actually care to win, and then building that many unique lineups. Like, yeah, maybe you have 5K entries to fill, but maybe you only care about 2,000 of them. And so what I would do is, you know, run the multiple builds, but it'll be less, and build 2,000 entries. So 4 lineups, and then just duplicate them across the others. So, you know, that, you know, 5,000 unique entries is a, you know, kind of an extreme case. And I think there's an opportunity to figure out, hey, which contest do I actually care to win? Or like the price to first matters enough to me. And then from there, build that many unique entries. You end up duplicating those 2,000, you know, some get duped twice, some get duped 3 times, but then, you know, you are just kind of focused on like a group of contests, playing the other ones just for the value. So that would be my advice, either one of those things, but either way, it's going to require multiple builds. You're just going to have to determine how many you want to do. All right. Good question there. Next question. How do you work with Entrant? So this may be referring to the build settings here. So if I go to my build settings, there's entry limit and there's entrance. So entrance is just the size of the contest. So if a contest is a single entry, 2,300 entries, you know, that would fall within the 1 to 10K band here. And then, you know, you would set your entry limit correctly. Most of the contests you're playing are GBPs, but we have satellites, multiplier options. If you're playing cash games, I would switch build mode from sim to optimizer. Just build the amount of lineups you need. You're not going to have a pool there. But entries is referring to the contest size. All right. Let's see. Those are the first couple of questions here. Oh, I actually missed a couple other questions. My bad. Let me get those in the queue. But it looks like we missed two questions here. One from Sammy and one from Ryan. And all right. First one from Sammy. Oh, this one's talking about the Micro Millions again. So a couple Micro Millions contest questions here. And then we'll queue up this one from Ryan. 1 second. Okay, perfect. All right, question from Sammy. Hola, Andrew. DK has these Micro Million contests all week. Does the process be the same as a regular 150 max considering the contest size, or is there a slight difference approach to them as a whole? Thanks. I wouldn't say there's a big difference in them as far as, you know, 150 max strategy. Like if we just sort by 150 max. Okay, so we have all of these contests. So $1.5. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that, you know, there's a ton of need to play these differently at all. They're just gonna play, you know, it's like, okay, hey, I'm playing the solo shot $1.20 max, and then I'm playing, you know, the 10-cent 20 max. You know, I don't treat those differently, you know, I treat them the same. So I would just say that it all goes together here. All right. So we're moving from Micro Million strategy over to high stakes FanDuel strategy. I love the mix of questions here. So Ryan said, hey, Andrew, I got a ticket for one entry in the 555 on FanDuel for tonight. How would you approach this type of high stakes contest? Good question. So let's jump over to FanDuel. Let's go to the main slate. And this is our last question at the moment, so we could talk a little bit about it, possibly even do a little bit of a bid build demo. But I would say, you know, the one thing with high stakes, right, you're going to go to the FanDuel main slate, go to all contests. It looks like it's this Monday MLB Monster. So going to add my contest sim here. You know, you're going to see that this is high stakes 20 max, right? That is what the field lineups are. It looks, I don't know what this pays. But just so you guys know, we don't have the exact contest data from FanDuel. We have some presets here, but if you want to come in and check this and change it up, you know, feel free to do so. So like it says the prize pool is 200K. I wouldn't be surprised if this is like a 50K to first contest, which means that the percent to first is probably 25% and not 33. And then you could do the percent entries paid as well. So remember, it's percent to first is first place prize divided by the prize pool. So it'd be whatever first place pays divided by 200,000. And then the percent entries paid is the last paid position. And then you divide that by the number of entries in the contest. So that's what I would do there is make sure that, you know, those values are correct. And then let's see, did I create that? Oops, forgot to save it. All right, just do that again. Save. But anyway, get those percentages right. And then when you go into your build settings, so this is, I think it said it was a 12 max. So I would leave this at 20 max. You know, this is going to be, I think it said 400. So 100 to 1K, you know, the sim diversity slider is going to go down, but there isn't really a build setting for stakes here. So I recommend increasing your sim diversity here. Even just one ticket is fine, but you just kind of like, hey, you know, this is a higher stakes contest. There's going to be sharper players playing this. You know, I would just rather have a little bit more sim diversity than a little bit less sim diversity at the end of the day, because this is going to account for upside here in your lineups. And then I would run my build from there. So I'm just going to build 500 lineups for the sake of time here. But that's basically what I would be doing to get this started. And we're going to let this build run here. So I think this is also a good time to take advantage of what Matt and Jordan were talking about in the most recent pro video is like, yeah, we have one contest sim, but then we could create a second contest sim as well. And then in the second contest sim, set this one up to be our own build. So we're going to see how these lineups do against the field. We're going to see how these lineups do against our own build. And I'm just going to name it so I know one is like the regular field, one is my own lineups. And then we're going to kick this off. So in case you guys missed it, you know, our most recent pro exclusive video, one of the great reasons for being on the pro or ultimate plans is we come up with some of this more theoretical gated content going deep into DFS theory, and we can get some usable practices from that, right? So going to first come in here, and the way that they talk about using it here, a couple different ways. One of them is to come in here and filter lineups out that do well against the regular field that we expect. So I'm going to take my contest sim, put a filter for sim ROI greater than zero. And then you could even go and do the same thing for the lineups from your own build, right? Like, hey, show me lineups with sim ROI greater than zero from both builds. And then now, you know, we've taken 500 lineups. We've gotten down to 167, which is kind of low. But I mean, in this case, you know, we only need one lineup, right? So like, when we're trying to find one good lineup, you know, this is a decent way to do it. So as far as, you know, what sorting metric you ultimately want to use, there was a little bit of discussion about that. I'm going to use risk-adjusted ROI from the regular field here. And then I'm going to come in here and, you know, kind of just try and like figure out, you know, which lineup I want to use, what type of lineup. So looks like we want at least a four stack for sure. Almost exclusively four stacks here. Team stacks, you know, which teams are grading out well. Atlanta, Oakland are like the two big teams that I see the most here. Just trying to like find some trends across like our 20 lineups. Crochet. So you know, this top lineup looks pretty good to me. You know, some type of Atlanta Oakland stack, or like, you know, if you have other takes here, but projected score looks good. 125. Getting Crochet, getting Atlanta, getting Oakland, you know, that's fine with me. Coming down here, seeing if there's any other like interesting type of lineups that are kind of similar. Like we have this Oakland Braves, but we have Bassett instead of Crochet. We have another one where it's the two teams. So I'm kind of just coming in here trying to find lineups that are like following the trend here. So I'm down to like two lineups. And from these, you know, these look extremely similar. One of them has a little bit higher sim ROI. Like, okay, this one has Matt Olson. This one has Sean Murphy. Both Albies, both Riley, both Ozuna, both Schumann, both Blade and Duhart. One has Rooker and one has Giloff. So these lineups are like a 2v2, right? It's like, okay, would you rather play Olson and Giloff or Geloff? I don't know how to pronounce his name. Or would you rather play Rooker and Murphy, right? And like that is kind of where you're at. But these lineups are like so similar otherwise. So, you know, using those sims, trying to whittle down your pool to lineups that the builder likes, identifying trends, and then figuring out what you want to do from there is how I would recommend, you know, trying to find a single lineup for like your 5-5-5 or something like that. Question, if I decide to pick 20 entries max, what do you recommend for your correlation and sim diversity numbers? So what I would recommend is to set up your build settings for the contest that you most care to win or the contest that you're optimizing for, right? So say you're playing $1 20 max and there are 20,000 entries. When you come in here and set up your sliders, the correlation and sim diversity sliders are automatically going to move to what our back-tested best sliders were. So we run contest back-testing. We figure out which sliders perform the best over time, and then we set those as the default. So for instance, if you change this from a big 20 max to a small single entry, the sliders are going to adjust to our preset defaults for single entry 100 to 1K entries. And then if you're playing 20 max and it's, you know, 10 to 50K entries, sliders are going to go up automatically. So you don't need to do anything moving these around. I would let them fall where our back testing has decided that they are the best. All right. Taking a quick peek here. Looks like we have no other questions in Discord. We just hit all the questions here in the YouTube chat. So good show today, everybody. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. Congrats again to the winners for the birdie battle this week. Our support team will reach out to you all. So until then, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.